Hey, DGB sisters, welcome to the Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond show. And I am so happy to have you here today. And for those of you who don't know me, my name is Donna Rudowitz, and I am a clinical therapist as well as a rapid transformational relationship coach. And the work we do at Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond is the simplest of terms is we guide women back to their soul and heart post-divorce, post-relationship breakup, post that part of their life that could have been one of the most difficult parts of their life. We pick up the pieces and we build and put together such a beautiful mosaic of the life that's in our heart that we get to create. And today I have a very special guest with me, Nancy Nelson. Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
It's so good to see you.
Thank you.
Nancy and I are going to have an engaging conversation today, and we're so glad that you're here watching with us. And Nancy, I was speaking to you in the green room before we started, and one of the things that I'm going to start doing on these shows is beginning the show with the same question for everybody, because I think this will be a really good way for us to see the contrast and what's available to us in learning. Because if you're here at DGB, if you're here watching this stream right now, there's no coincidence, right? There's something that you're meant to hear. There's something that you're meant to feel. And in this conversation, hopefully Nancy and I will deliver that to you. But in the meantime, so Nancy, the one question I have for you is, what is one thing as of right now, right, in the data and your experiences and the shifts in Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond that has been transformational for you?
It's to know that I have the confidence and the ability to make those key decisions without being crippled by it. Because as you know, that was one of the biggest things.
I do. And I just want to stay here with you on that, because I don't know if you guys saw that, but if you haven't, I'm going to point it out so we could really look at it for Nancy. Her decisiveness, her clarity in what it was. And I know, like you said, Nancy, when we first started speaking with one another, the clarity was not there and the decisiveness was not there. It was clouded with a lot of different chaos and
self-doubt. A lot of self-doubt.
A ton of self-doubt. Yes. Because tell me if you feel the same way. Going on a journey. Now, again, whether it's divorce or separation, and we have many women who have even been widowed, right, who go down that path. But when we're separating and we're going into this new journey of life, it's very uncertain, right? There's a lot of things we don't know. There's a lot of rocks that we haven't turned yet. And in the past, we've been taught as a society that moving forward into uncertainty can be scary and fearful and worrisome. Now, rightfully so. There's things that are uncertain. We have to learn, and it's new territory. But here at Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond, we honor the fact that we're entering into a territory of uncertainty, but we're also honoring and celebrating the fact that we found our heart again. And that moving forward doesn't have to mean it's horrible and horrendous and scary and worrisome. It actually could be a celebration, because we're coming home. We're coming home to our soul and our heart, who's been wanting to drive, be in the driver's seat for so long. We just never let her. And now it's almost like we're revisiting ourselves. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And what do you think about that?
It really is. I remember my dear sister saying to me, we've got our sister back. She's back. And this was, 8-9 years ago. And it definitely is allowing me to expand,
So let's just clarify something.
With confidence.
So 8-9 years ago, you were experiencing the separation, right? The divorce, the separation. And because this is the journey so many of us have been on, where it's not just yesterday it happened. It's 8 years ago. It's 10 years ago. Some 15 years ago. And some, it did just happen last year. But 8 years in what I consider to be the wilderness, because we're doing the best we can. Right? We're women. We're trying to make the best decisions we can make. But there's a part of us that has been lost, or we haven't found her. And now, right, through what you're discovering and the work you're doing here at DGB and the uncovering of your soul, you've got yourself back. You're on your way to really finding her, and your family is noticing too.
Oh, she noticed it within months.
That's the best
gift
we could ever get.
Yeah. And then, you know, I mean, through her loss, and I lost me because I lost my big sister, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like I'm rocking it. I'm rocking it.
And for those of you who, I mean, again, in the green room, you don't see this because this is before we start talking, but Nancy is sharing with me all of these things that she's doing. And man, you're like rocking it, and you got it, and you're connected, and I think that's the part that brings so much joy to my heart. And I say this sincerely to you, Nancy, is that when you and I first connect, I see the soul and the brightness, and I see, and I do, I know it's weird. And I know people say, oh, Madonna, it's woo woo, but it's not. Like, I see your soul shining so bright, even though you may not be able to see it yet. Like, but you wouldn't have come into DGB if you didn't know your soul was there shining so bright to do the work. You just needed the right conduit, the right language, right? Because I believe the work we do at DGB isn't anything that I would say is rocket science, but I believe it's like an interpretation of the language we need to hear as a woman to help us on our next step.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I remember you saying something to one of the sisters about we are setting it up so that our children have the forethought and the ability to rock this world. And my girls are rocking this world.
That's right.
So is my son. But, you know, it's just such a difference.
Right. It's so this is, and this is, I think I'm really getting my voice. Well, I have to slow down because I'm getting very excited. So my mouth is not going to follow with my thoughts. There was this contemplation point I had the other day when I was doing a meditation. And now I know why I had it, because it was for you and me, my friend, to talk about. And that is this concept around perception versus conception.
Yeah.
Okay. And so when we're hurt and we're bruised, our perception of the world could change a lot, especially if you've been through a narcissistic marriage, especially if you've been through years and years and years of pain and heartache, especially if you had a partner that wasn't able to support you or guide you. And there was a lot of you managing the ship, right? For lack of better terms. And when we're hurt, and after we're sort of in this space now, and we're on our journey, and we're not alone, but we feel alone, we perceive the world to be a place of hurt, right? We perceive the world to be a place of pain. We perceive the world to be difficult. Now, what brings us together, I think, as a sisterhood, Nancy, and I think what brings us together as a Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond community, and for all of you who are here watching and listening to us, is there's what I call the Hail Mary of the soul. There's something in our soul that says, this is not the way it's supposed to be. Like, I know what you're seeing, and you deserve to feel it, and it's painful and all of that, but this is not the way it's supposed to be. We're living upside down.
One thing I can say is the fact that I never saw the world in a negative. I've been blessed with always having that positive outlook. The sun is always going to shine. Yep. Look at the beautiful colors on the trees. Excuse me. But I understand exactly what you're saying. I was very blessed to always have that positive outlook.
Yes. And
if it was one small step ahead every day.
Yep.
That was a win.
I'm so glad that you said that, because I am like you in that sense. The viewpoint is positivity. And I think, and I'm so glad you clarified this for me, because it's not about the world as a whole. It's more about the pain, right? So let's bring myopic into the pain, the feeling of pain from divorce and separation, and the feelings of loneliness, and the feelings of, you know, of being in this new space and not being able to get out of it, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's really where I'm going, because we do, like, it doesn't matter if you see the world as half full or half empty. It doesn't matter if you see the world as bad or good. What matters is we're going, there's a particular time in our life where there's a part where we know there's a door, right? We're in between what we'd like to say is when one door closes, another one opens, absolutely. But sometimes it's hell in the hallway. And we're like, where is that door? Right. But like you said, we make the decision that the perception of the world that we see, right, to be at that point, the pain or the limits that it's giving us, that's just a perception. It's not the mm-hmm. conceptual vision. Mm-hmm. What we end up doing is we take a step back to conceptualize, wait a minute, this is not where my life is. And like you said, I'm going to take one step forward, and I'm going to begin to create the life that I want, right? Mm-hmm. And that's when people, places, and things will fall in to our life to give us the support we need, including creating the pattern for our children and generations to come, like you said.
Right there, yes. That's it right there. And, you know, even, and as I've talked, like, through multiple family losses over just a few months, one thing that I learned and I still readily do is compartmentalize.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter how bad things are, you take it out, you deal with it, and you put it back.
Yeah,
that way it's not overshadowing. As my dear sister used to say, I give myself a 15-minute pity party.
That's right.
Move on. And I live by that.
Yeah. So when you first came, let's think about this. When you first came to DGB, what would you say the number one thing that brought you to us? Like, what was the number one thing that you weren't able to sort of figure out on your own that you knew, okay, I need support, I need guidance, I need help in this area? What would that have been?
I honestly, I think it was the confidence.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything was there. It was just a matter of putting it in place.
Can we do a mic drop here for a second? And Nancy, I want to do a mic drop here for you for a second. And a mic, meaning mic, we're mic dropping for all of our sisters, because what you just said is the gold standard across the board. Everything you needed, you already had.
Yeah.
You had everything. But I think in this thing called life, sometimes we misplace the key. We never lose the key. We never lose it. But sometimes we misplace the key, and we need an angel, a guide, a support system, something to help us find it again, because we just misplaced it. It's not gone. And then when we find it, we could use it to activate. This is it, Nancy, right?
Yeah. And when you and I talked that first time, there was a connection. There
yes.
was a godly connection.
Amen to that. 100%.
And I just showed me that I was where I needed to be. I was home.
Yep. Was home. And that's, you are home, and we forever will be sisters.
Yep.
And even the sisters you're moving through the program with, it's almost as if, and I wish I could, I mean, I know it in conceptualization, there is this spiritual aspect to the work we do. And I believe that we are souls who've had a soul contract, and we've met lifetimes ago. Right. And at a billions of people in this world, we somehow found each other. And this is our soul journey work to do at this time in our mm-hmm. life. But as you're moving with your sisters, like when you look at on the screen on our Zoom calls, or you're connected, you're like, I know why I'm here now, because you realize, like, so many of you, right, it's almost like we're this tribe and this hive. And I've been doing this work for 15 years. Right. And most, I would say the last 7 to 10 years, this is the structure of how we've done this work. Mm-hmm. And it happens every time. It's just like the right community. It's the right women coming together. It's the right. I don't even know how to say it. It's just one of those pieces that reminds me that there is something larger than us out there.
Absolutely.
That is doing the coordination.
And what just came to mind was the Lord puts us on a path, and he puts obstacles or people in mm-hmm. our path.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up to us
mm-hmm.
to either use or not.
Yes.
It's like if you have a medical issue, you can sit there and go, oh, poor me, or you can reach out to those medical doctors, technicians that mm-hmm. will assist you.
Yes.
And those people are put there to help us.
That's right.
He wants us. It's not up to him to put the put those people in play or to use those people. He just puts them because we have our free will.
We have the, that's exactly where I was going. You took the words right out of my mouth, and that is true. This is something that when I say this, a lot of times women are like, "Oh, Donna, you're being a little harsh." And truly, I'm not being harsh. I'm actually being kind when I say this. And that is, no one is coming to save you.
Nope.
Except you.
Yep.
And I'm being kind that way because you could get your head out of your ass, excuse my language, to the women, right? Because I needed that. Donna, get your head out of your ass, because you're nothing is just going to drop at the door for you. You've got to co-create. You've got to take action. You've got to decide on the life you want. You've got to decide on the love you desire. You've got to decide on the relationships you want, because you could have all of it. You could have all of it. Number one, you've got to call in God, universe, or source, right? You've got to call them in, because your angels and your guides are not, they're not going to just come in and do the work for you. They have to be, number one, invited in. Mm-hmm. And number two, you have to take the action,
yeah.
right? You've got to take that action. Once you take action, this is where the spiritual component of the spiritual law kind of activates and comes in place, is because God, universe, source is going to partner with you. And if God is for you, who could be against you?
Absolutely.
Right? There's really nothing. What we perceive as the world to be blocks on the spiritual side, God is like, wait, those are not blocks. Those are not stumbling blocks. Those are stepping stones. Mm-hmm. And he can transmute what looks like an absolute mess into a perfectly orchestrated symphony. But mm-hmm. at the end of the day, and this is where I implore you, if you are a woman and your heart is broken, and you know in your heart you have a fire inside of you and you just don't know what to do, don't wait for something to come to you. Your action point is deciding today that I am worth the love and the life that's in my heart.
Mm-hmm. There was a time 5 years ago when I was quite ill. My lungs were not in a good place. Mm-hmm. And when all I could do was sit in a lazy boy chair and play catch with my grandson, because I couldn't even read him a story. Mm-hmm. And I was mad. I was angry. I was so angry. And then this thing came to my head, bloom where you're planted. Well, I got the coffee mug. I've got the wall plaque. And that literally is what I stand by.
Yep.
If you're having a rough day, doesn't matter what it is, bloom where you are planted. You know, if you're in that lazy boy and can't move, or if you're at somebody's bedside, do the best you can with what you have at that moment.
Yep. I think that's such sound wisdom, because I think at any given moment, we have the choice to look at what went wrong, where we're stuck, where we don't want to be, right? And this is part of the, what I would say, the formula that keeps a lot of people stuck is, I don't want to be lonely. I don't want to be sad. I don't want to be living alone, right? I want to have a mate. I want things outside of myself. And I am going to give anybody who wants those things the love and the connection, because I wanted those things too. Mm-hmm. The difference is when I realized that I was looking at what I didn't want versus what I want. So what you said, right? We could look at what isn't working, or we could look at where we are in the moment and decide we're going to bloom right there. That it doesn't matter. And this is where, oh my God, Nancy, this, I'm getting all fired up, because this is where my soul really goes on fire. Is because on the spiritual side, when you're connected to God, to our universal love, right, to source love, what normal people see in front of us, which again could be obstacles or things we would never be able to get over, it's just an illusion. When we are connected to God and to source, it's almost like we have those glasses that are used when they go into battle at night, right? Those night vision goggles where most people can't see, but you put on the night vision goggles and you see an outline of exactly it. It's exactly what happens. It's like, wow, all of a sudden you see this way through that what you just didn't see before. It was the same. Everything's the same. You just didn't see it before. Now you see it. Mm-hmm. The grass is greener. The birds are chirpier, right? The relationships are deeper. Mm-hmm. We experience a deeper level of living. What are your thoughts on that?
You just had me looking out the window looking for my cardinals.
I love my cardinals. Yes.
Yeah, I totally, totally agree with that. I mean, through losses, be it marriage, family deaths, it doesn't matter what it is, eventually we will see the light as to the reason why it happened. Everything happens for a reason.
And can we stay there for a second, Nancy? Because this mm-hmm. someone needs to hear this. What Nancy said is eventually we will find out why, but it may not happen for 50 years. Okay. So here's the truth of it. You will know what you need to know if God believes it's going to help you. Mm-hmm. If you don't get a full indicator of what happened exactly the way you want to know, it's not because he's holding anything against you. It's actually for you. But you don't want to wait to have an understanding or wait for why it all happened in order for you to do the work. You've got to do the work with the faith, knowing that when it's time for that information to come, like Nancy said, it will come. But in the meantime, we're not going to waste 1 minute of our precious life force, vital energy, worrying about something we have absolutely zero control over.
Yeah.
Well, we have no control over that.
Yeah. And, you know, as I said, we all have people that come into our path, and there they are. They're there for a reason, a season, God, or a lifetime. And a friend of mine and I were just discussing somebody the other day, and, you know, it was a season. There was a reason. It was a lesson.
That's right. And the sooner that we could get onto this understanding that we really are the garden, everywhere we're going, we could bloom, right? Yeah. We could bloom everywhere. We are the garden. And there will be some, like you said, some friends and some flowers and some people that will be forever. And there will be some that it will just be seasons. But what I do know, and this is what I'm seeing in my head right now, Nancy, talking to you, is this divine download of when we are locking hands. Like, it's you and I and the sisters, right? The Sisters of Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond, and those of you who are here in this lovely conversation that Nancy and I are having. When we're locking hands, it's like these golden locks, right, that are supernatural in power. That when you have one lock is good, and we're going to be living life. But when you lock with another lock, mm-hmm. right, it's almost like it's a chain. That's what I'm thinking. When mm-hmm. we find each other, it's like we connect. And that chain, I needed you, you needed me, in a sense, for our soul journey. Like, my soul journey wouldn't be complete without knowing you. Your mm-hmm. soul journey wouldn't be complete without me, you Not knowing me, right, in that sense. And so our chains, when they find each other, supernaturally connect, and it's this beautiful, bright, brilliant, vibrant light that has energy coursing through it. And when I say, when you are connected to that, there's nothing you can't achieve, be, do, or have.
Absolutely.
Doesn't mean it doesn't come without challenges. But the difference, I think, between pre-DGB and post-DGB is we're not afraid of the challenges. Right? There's nothing to fear in the challenges. We just use the tools. We just do an discernment. What tools do I need?
Well, you can fear. But as you said the other day to someone, is the fact that it's short term. It doesn't paralyze you for weeks.
Yes. What was it?
There was a time when things like that paralyzed me.
Yes, there was. True. Yes, it's the refractory period that we're
talking about. Very short.
It becomes very, very short. There was one thing that goes false evidence appearing real, and there's another one that says something to the fact of face everything and rise. Mm-hmm. That's the way we like to use fear, right? At DGB,
a loaf of bread,
right? Man,
rise on up.
Rise on, right? Because like you said, Nancy, fear is a normal reaction to, and what I would say, a circumstance that we're not familiar with. But the difference is how long we're going to stay there. Like you said at DGB, we don't have to fear fear. We could feel it. We don't have to be afraid of it because we know we're going to face everything and rise versus staying stuck in it. Like you said, days, weeks, months, or years.
Mm-hmm. You know, there was a time when I was very concerned for, my children's health. And, I just gave them to God, they were his anyways. And it's like, I give you my fear, my anxiety, and it just releases you.
Yep.
And it, you know, it can still cross your mind, but then it's gone.
Yes. Yes. Your refractory period is a lot shorter. You just
handed it over.
And you tell me where you stand on this, but what I stand on is what I call the exponential factor, which is exactly what you said, is releasing things to God, to spirit, to source that we don't have power over here, right? We release it there. But the difference that I've learned now over the course of my years of just living here on earth, being, me coaching, being coached, helping women through their lives, through, meeting people who I would consider to be highly evolutionized souls in this world, is this part of it that I never knew until recently. And that is, I not only could give it over, right, where I have no control, but I could design and command where I want it to go.
Nice.
So, right, it's not just about here you go, it's done, which is great. It is. When we could just hand it over and say, God, they're yours now, like we did, it's a wonderful piece. But the exponential piece is when you say, I'm giving it to you and God, here is my energetic signature on this. This is my contract with you. Mm-hmm. This is where I want it to go. This is where I'm designing it to go, because we get to command. And this, guys, listen to this. This is deep. We get to command our lives. Our brains are very good servants. They are shitty leaders. Terrible leaders. And our subconscious patterns, beliefs, and behaviors that have been energetically flowing through our system are a compilation of our lives. And some of them are very good and healthy for us and serve us, and others are not, right? Because one side of your brain can say, Donna, today's the day I'm going to reclaim my heart. And the other side of your brain could say, well, how's that working out for you for the past 25 years, right? That hasn't worked out so good. So we what ends up happening is we become in this battle. And a house divided cannot stand.
Mm-hmm.
And what normally will happen is 95% will win, which is the subconscious, right? Which will, even though you have 5% of the conscious that believes in hope and believes in this, something good could happen, positive thought. If we haven't adjusted the 95%, that will win time and time again. And so the main work, the real work we do at Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond isn't about finding a partner and a soulmate. It is, because actually we're finding our own soulmate first. Mm-hmm. But the real work is getting rid of and doing an inventory of what are the subconscious beliefs, patterns, and behaviors that don't serve me.
I was just listening to one of your modules, re-listening to one today. Mm-hmm. And one of your statements, you and only you truly know what makes you happy. And when you allow your guidance to come through, it will direct you the right way every time.
Oh my God. I can't believe I said that. I love that. That's a great quote. Love it, Nancy. And no coincidence. You were listening to the module and that stood out for you.
Yeah.
Today, out of all days.
Yeah. I listened to it a little bit there yesterday because I went back and I was listening, and then I went, okay, there's a piece that I kind of missed. It's like, okay, I'm going to re-listen to it while I was doing other stuff.
I love it, because the honest truth is your life unfolding. And now I'm speaking to Nancy, but I'm more speaking to you who are listening, is the true key, because Nancy knows this now with us, right? But the true key to your life unfolding is always reactivating to your soul, to your heart, because you will be led in the right direction every time, as Nancy said. Now,
when you allow it.
Yeah. When you ask and allow. Yes. Yeah. Yes. That's why today's mindset, right? So every Wednesday at DGB, we have a mindset message. Wednesday's mindset message for today particularly was the ancient art of receiving.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to allow it. See, so many women don't realize the things they want and that desire is part of their soul journey, right? They're connected to it. They wouldn't be having that desire if it wasn't possible to have. The issue that they face is are they allowing themselves to receive it?
Yeah.
Or are they blocking it? Now, I'm going to tell you, I was a blocker. I didn't know it many years ago, right? When I started, I was someone who I thought that I was getting things that I want, but I wasn't getting it. And I couldn't figure out why. And that was because I had subconscious patterns and beliefs from my parents that weren't serving me, from their parents, from society, from teachers, from family, from friends. And I was blocking a lot of my abundance.
Mm-hmm.
So Nancy, what's on your plate for this year? Like, where would you like to see yourself? I always like to close out with this question of what would you like to see unfolding for yourself this year? Where do you see yourself? And let's you and I come into an agreement so this could unfold faster and quicker than you ever imagined.
Well, the one thing that I'm really, really pushing myself on, and as you know, here about a month ago, my health was kind of stagnant again, and I'm pushing the walls, man. And
look at this girl go. You're freaking knocking it out of the ballpark.
Well, you know what? Life is, as we said, life is too short. You can't just sit back. And there was like, over this last year, I was testing and testing and testing and seeing how far I could go. Well, now I'm not testing, I'm pushing.
That's it. You're expecting. You're no longer testing.
Yes.
You're pushing and expecting.
I didn't know.
That's right.
But and now I know I can.
This is it, guys. What Nancy just said, this sums up our entire conversation, right? Literally is there's a time where we're in that hallway. We don't know what we don't know. And sometimes we need to go into what I call the womb environment, or this healing cave in a sense, where we're just taking time. We're not opened. Because if you think about an animal in the wilderness, right? If they're hurt or injured, their survival is tough, right? Because they can't help themselves because they're injured and they have other predators and prey that will come. Now, we don't have predators and prey as we have in the animal world, but we do in people. We have predators and prey, and we do in thoughts and how what people say and how people act that don't give us the time that we need to heal. So when we take that time, right, when we're in this hallway, just to take a little bit of time to heal where we're protected, and we could begin to practice these new steps that we've never had before, right? And then we get certainty. Mm-hmm. And now look what you are, Nancy. Now you've healed. You've gotten certainty. You know. And now it's about commanding. And now that's it. Now you're launched, my friend. Like, this is my favorite part of where you are on your journey, is you are literally launched. The world is your oyster. And you, anything, anywhere, anytime, there's nothing that could stop you. And sure, there may be moments of bumpers, right, where things you have to just stop and evaluate and make a choice and a decision and address the challenge and do all of that, because that's life. But your key is unlocked. Your chains are connected. You're divinely blessed. There's nothing greater than that in life to me.
Yeah. And, you know, like, life is just, that is what this year is just pushing forward. Like I said, not sitting back and testing the waters. It's pushing forward in all aspects of life. Oh,
yes. And may I add to you, may you push forward with no resistance. May you push forward, not uphill. May you push forward.
You know what?
Straight or downhill.
Pushing uphill. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's showing you that you've got it.
Mm. I agree with you, but I also don't think you need to prove anything to yourself. I think you could push forward with zero resistance and mean exactly the same thing.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
Like, totally, right? Like, it is, it doesn't. And the beauty of it is you get to go forward the way, if you want a little resistance and to feel the push, that's the beauty of how you get to unfold your life. You could, that's the key to you. Now, I want to move forward, and I don't need to put to prove resistance. So I prefer to have it where I could move forward. But then again, that's the way that I'm creating my life. And that's the beauty of this principle.
Yeah. Like with with my, where I'm at right now, you know, I'm going to get on that exercise bike and I'm going to tighten it down. More resistance. That's what I'm referring to. It's just,
you are, Nancy, let me just tell you something. I love you to death and I am so happy that we met. And the woman you were to the woman you are now, I knew, again, I could see your soul shining bright the first day I spoke to you. There was just a little bit of stuff we were going through, right? That we had to move out of the way that wasn't yours. Yeah. But now to see you in your light, to see you shining where you are, to see what you have cleared out, and to most of all, what brings me my peace, because I know what's important to you, right, is the connection you have with your family, the yes. connection you have with your grandchildren, the connection that you're getting up and you're able to do things like you just, you know, shared about, you know, your son needed you to do something. You got in the truck and you did it for him. Like you did stuff, like you can do these things mm-hmm. with zero restriction. Mm-hmm. Now that's life. That's true abundance.
And that's exactly what I want. Like playing volleyball last night and flipping around the court, like it was nothing. Like, and it was nothing. Like, what a blessing.
Yes.
You know?
And that's the thing. Listen, I love nice things. I enjoy beautiful things. But what I know now, my assets and my value are the air I breathe, the life I live, the relationships I keep, the peace in my heart. That's life. And Gloria is saying hi from Texas. Hi, Gloria.
Hi, Gloria. It's so good to see you. You know, and spending time with my kids, you know, it's great to spend time together, mm-hmm. but I treasure, because my kids are adults. They,
me too.
You know, they have their own lives, but spending that individual time and connecting.
Yes. Yes. And what you get to do and what I get to do, and I want you to know who's listening, this is also a possibility for you, is that you could truly connect without a zero of it being bleeding out, looking at the past, mm-hmm. looking at what they did with their dad, looking at where your ex is with the girlfriend or not, what happened to the marriage. It is honestly, it is with zero of that. You are fully present.
Well, and then what do they say? What do they say? The windshield is much bigger than that mm-hmm. rearview mirror, because that's we right. are looking ahead.
Yep. Yep. And well, my friend, thank you.
Bright as can be.
It is bright. Exactly. And because, you know why? Going back to our earlier conversation, is because that's what we chose.
Yes.
The hardest decision you will ever make, and this goes to everybody, truly, one of the hardest decisions you will ever make is choosing you.
Yeah.
Is saying, I'm in the hallway, which is hell, right? Hell in the hall. I'm there. But I'm going to choose me. The moment, and I mean this sincerely, I wish I could explain it on a spiritual level. I can't. I wish I could. But it's just the moment you decide on yourself is when providence moves. Mm-hmm. Out of nowhere, you'll get that person who you needed to speak to. Out of nowhere, that book will fall into your lap. Out of nowhere, that podcast will happen. Out of nowhere, Donna Rudowitz and Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond will show up in your feed. Like literally out of nowhere, Nancy, as you're scrolling through, you'll hear Nancy say something, and that will come exactly what you need to hear at that moment. So decide on you, my friends. You are so valuable. You're more valuable than any ruby, any diamond. Your life, vital life force energy, God needs you to be burning bright, because what representation are we of the living spirit if we're poor? And I'm not saying just financial. I'm just saying poor in life, in love, in spirit, in we're just struggling. That's not the way we're supposed to be. You have a specific journey here on this earth for you to fulfill. And you sure have gotten your share of stuff we don't want. But this is a spiritual assignment for you. There's a reason why you are experiencing this. And like Nancy said early on in the conversation, we have a choice to get taken down by it, or we get, instead of it using us, let's use it as a learning experience, because there is something greater for you on the other side that you have no idea of just yet.
And the one thing we need to remember on that is each thing or situation is a building block.
That's right. Everyone is a building block. And Gloria is saying she totally agrees. Thank you, Gloria. And we have a Facebook user, not sure of the name here, but whoever you are, thank you so much for that heart. But with that said, Thank you, Nancy. We could talk for hours, but I really appreciate this. Anything you'd like to say to your sisters before we close for the day?
Well, sisters, I'm really looking forward to meeting everybody in Cancun. That's going to be quite the event.
Yes.
And just keep putting that one foot in front of the other. You've got it.
That's right. Jackie and I were just talking about the event. And for those of you who are unfamiliar with, as a part of the Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond community, we get to travel twice a year. We get to go to fun places, and we're going to Cancun in June, where we're going to hang out. We're going to be in the pool together. We're going to be coaching each other. You're going to be connecting with your sisters. I mean, there's nothing like it. So I can't wait to see you there. Awesome. Yay. All right. See you later. Bye, guys. Have a great day. See ya.